What, did you get, four old truck handles?
Yes, sir.
Today?
No, he had.
Yeah, we can answer this on records, you know. That's still, I not talked to him. That's a little compromise.
Absolutely.
But he wants to, you're sure he wants to fight it through? I don't want him to set us up for saying, well, I can't do the job and then leave us there without an attorney general. Good God. If so, I can move Linda. She only had a guy that got mine at the moment. You don't think, you don't sense that, do you?
I do not sense it. As a matter of fact, he knows that.
There's no other job. Oh, I can't leave him, I'm scared. Where to fill his job.
See, he knows that, quite obvious to anybody, that they're in special. And I think he's gonna make it. I think Gary Queen's charter is over there today, that they're gonna see that goddamn he's done all that can be done within reason. They aren't getting the plan, they keep panicking because of it. They want these hearings to get going. That's what this is for.
And they want the grand jury to be delayed a little. There's a lot of.
There's collusion.
There, I think there's collusion in the grand jury about down there too. Now, they could've gotten this goddamn grand jury here and talked. They don't need to take this long now.
That's not certain.
No, I think there's collusion. Or it's a conspiracy, basically.
Yes, it works.
But after all, we still have this office. And they gotta remember that. My God, we're gonna use it to the extent that we can.
They're really gonna use it. I just saw a sign in the poll which is coming into you, and God, my dear, foreign policy. Your popularity has soared beyond anything we've had during the month of May, over about April.
Everything else is down, but that's.
Well, domestic standard.
And then water heaters.
Economy.
And water heaters.
Yeah.
Although they don't mention water heaters much in seminar to the others.
No, it's not in there, but it's affecting the economy, but these people, no American cares about working. What they care about is their.
They do somehow, gotta realize it. The roads are support and so forth, and we can expect the gallop holes and rest all the fighting, because basically they want our fight. But screw them, I say, goddamn, but the polls are supposed to. That isn't what we're here for, to watch the roads. We're here to do our job. And we just gotta have enough confidence in ourselves. And therefore, the common reaction of just, wow, we're just gonna get out here and sweep clean and so forth. And you see, if you got a minute now, I want to say everything.
Everything's over.
Because don't ever, you'll never come in unless you have another important thing to do. So I thought about coming to the morgue. And he hasn't really thought that through. Yeah.
Excuse me, I didn't really.
Ron
Ziegler just started again taking questions. Mr. Garvin was taking questions before that.
Oh, poor guy.
Now, Len Garvin is in Ron's office. Should you wish to see him?
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, thanks very much. I think he did a fine job. I don't think Ron will take questions. I told him that, change that news briefing as some dimensions. He should go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and on Tuesday and Thursday, have a briefing by on an issue. You know what I mean? I'm not very sorry that, but you don't have to have the White House press secretary up there taking every day. Screw these people. We are allowing us to be beaten and bedraggled and kicked around like it's unbelievable now. And as soon as those indictments are over, I'm gonna start going out there. I'll hit them a few times.
Well, that's right.
But I cannot do it if those indictments are out now.
Can't do it now, see, nor can we do a lot of things that offensive in character.
Oh, not the
time. My God, we're going to be ready. And the minute that's done, well, I tell you, we've got to be off and running. And we will be.
You see, I have a feeling that the Conley's whole room thing, I mean, you think about names. John Burns, and maybe he'd be a good man to have around here. But sometimes, you say, you got a good gray hair. Then half the time, the question is, how the hell do you care to be? You know what I mean? That most of them are wasting time. What we could use basically is a hell of a strong deputy for you. That's what I, which is basically what I call, if you had a guy that could do Ziegler's job, then they have Ziegler as, and I wouldn't call him your captain, because your dad looked like he's not a Colombian, but I would just put him in something. But a guy who can take the crap stuff, you know, for, you mean the kind of stuff that you, you know.
No, we could.
You're basically a, you've got the maturity, the strength, the everything to be the chief of staff. That's what I want you to be. And you stood over these Scott Band people and kicking them in the ass and so forth and so on. But, therefore, you must not be involved in the day-to-day stuff about people sitting there and here and there and so forth. And it's very important to develop a PR strategy. That's not your job. That's not your job. You can contribute to it. But the point is, you've got to have somebody just thinking about it all the time. And at the present time, we've got people rattling around. I mean, McCann writes in a memorandum, and Price writes in a memorandum, and, you know, and Ziegler and so forth. But Ziegler, then that would be superb. He would, if we had somebody who could do his job out there.
Well, if you were going to move in that direction, you decided to, I am confident McCluskey is your man. I say that because he has the greatest respect for the first member of any nation in Washington. He is also damn good. He stood for us on last spring when that got in Southeast Asia started to flow. He stood great. And he really was a magnificent soldier. He's got all of Ron's moxie. He's even more articulate than Ron. He doesn't have Ron's, I think, just total gut dedication for you.
Oh, no, he's not a Nixon.
You would not get that.
I know that.
Well, you know the background. You know where he came from.
He's not a Nixon.
On the other hand, he's enough of a pro. But that ain't so bad. The fact that he's doing it would be damn good. If you decide to move that way, I don't think we're in any hurry to make that decision. We've got to be absolutely sure that Ron is a liability. And I have to tell you, that's a tough one to make. I don't think he is.
The problem that I have with having him a liability, so they say he's a liability. Tomorrow they may say you are.
Oh, we will.
Or that Henry is.
That's right.
Even then, you know what I mean? They're trying to run us all out of town. Now that's what I mean, and goddamn it, they all, you can't do that. That's the reason I'm all on earth, is a closer call than it needed to be, due to the fact that part of it was that they were trying to run them out of the town, because they were attacking. And they did. But they were right, they went, you agree?
If they had been in their jobs, when that Walter's testimony had come out, I think it would have been a mortal wound.
I hope to God they say something. And I just hope that Christ and Colby and the rest, well, Colby and Schlesinger should stay miles away from the testimony. And if they ask about the MINCON, say they do not have it. Don't you agree that they could say, no, it was his own private, it had not been done to file in his own private recollection or anything?
See, he said on the Elms, Christ did. Elms already read this stuff. He just did it.
Yeah.
He didn't want to touch it. Schlesinger is an actor of fact. He's no contributor.
That's right. So is Colby. He says Colby did read his memorandum.
Let me see.
Colby still wants the job?
He's going to be. You're going to find he's very good, sir.
Schlesinger's name is set up. Are they going to give him a hearing or anything? You have to go to the store
there. Well, we can't, but it's hilarious.
Elliot is
now here. But Schlesinger, Elliot, the folks here, the great editorial on Schlesinger today.
Yeah.
Great secretary of defense, the leader of greatest.
They did. The one. Goddamn, we've done a lot of that things out. That's the whole point.
Yes, exactly.
So the Senate proceeds to pass unanimously a resolution. No funds for anything in the channel.
Sir, I just want to tell you something. You get a lot of parking from a economy, from a lot of other people,
sure,
who are standing out in the wings and really don't know what the hell's going on. But what is what we need to do with your appointments. I don't give a damn whether they call them musical chairs or what. They look long, or it's already quite evident. These are the right men for the job.
Right.
That's what people see. They see the stability and the solidness and the professionals. And that's what you meant to. That's what you did the first 4 years, and goddamn it, that's the way you should move. And not succumb to any of your panicky.
My feeling is that going for a big play and all that sort of thing when it really isn't there is just not my, I'm not going to do it. And my feeling is that we've got a competent man to stick with him and play for him. Jesus, I guess we did have a couple of cheerleaders in the conference down there. Some of those should be speaking up. I really feel we have a weakness in the tennis office. I know it's being built down the base of the tennis itself. Is
special.
He doesn't have a shoulder.
He doesn't have it. As good as he is, and he's a wonderful guy, but he just not up to it. He's not.
If you could bring in, another person who, I don't know, maybe not as the head of the office, there's one place where you might find like John Burns or somebody who would come in, an old head like John Burns, who was an old friend. I don't know if he'd want to come in.
What about Bryce?
If Bryce would come in and come back as a counselor,
I think Bryce would do whatever we ask him.
Kind of work. He's got a hell of a damn difficult company. That's the problem.
He could do what we ever work at his retirement properly.
Huh?
If he could work at his retirement properly, see, something like that, you do. I think you need someone to open up some boundaries with him with the help. Bryce is a possibility. I thought quite a bit about the
career.
I think the area would better keep that.
That's right. So you probably can take another investigation over there. Why do you go to that? Who do you think of? What else?
Well, I thought of George Bush, but I really think we ought to keep where he is.
Because the committee is important.
It's very important, and he's doing a great job. He's really doing a good job. Yes, sir.
He's standing up for you.
Oh, God.
One guy that's really a pain in the ass is Aiken. You notice his performance in the media, he said, what do you think of me?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about that. I want to go talk to him. In the first place, he came into that cabinet and he was almost gray in color and very, very bitter after because Connie was there. Obviously, he had a little leak yesterday. He's all for the president, but he knows what his career is going to be and what he'll be doing in the next 4 years. So I just, we've got to keep him constructive too. There's no goddamn reason for him to be running around.
No, he's just whining and bitching at the rest. But let me tell you, he's not going any place for other reasons. He shouldn't be told that. But because he hasn't come through in the clutch, he's a small man in a big job. But what can you know about what he does? He can't have any specific, God damn him. He cannot have operational duties. Connie doesn't have any. Edgar wants to say to me, he presides over the captain, he presides over the security council, he does the same thing that I did. Why doesn't he get his goddamn ass up there with the Senate? Work on him.
That's what I'd like to do, is tell him to get out and get busy.
Where he work up with Congress.
We work on him
with the party people.
Vice Chairman of the Domestic Council on their policy issues.
All policy issues he presides. But this idea that who reports to whom, that's like you pick up a phone and you say, well, is he on? Bullshit. God, he's a small potatoes.
You know, I could do it in the first place. He could. But I do think that Scott's going to be a little confident. If he starts.
What are you doing?
Well, I'll just think that's what we have in mind, how that organization will
quite decided. I think I did mine. But if I were to start bombing the South Vietnam, all hell would break loose with it. Now, we've got to take our hopes in Southeast Asia now at this point. It's tough, but there is nothing we can do right now. Or you agree? You just have to do it anyway. Thumb your nose at the unanimous Senate Armed Services Committee.
No, I think today it would be totally impossible. On the other hand, it's not that black and white. And I think, see, the greatest part of this thing is not Southeast Asia, but China's perception of you and the American relationship. And as we had it, it would be just killing the floor to be totally laid down there. And that whole thing's not going to go sound. One of our problems is we have this whole attitude on the Hill. You see, when you see American people supporting you in this poll this way, up over 80%.